But leading the news this morning, Victoria's record floods look likely to spread to more towns across the north and west of the state. Horsham remains on alert, waiting for those floodwaters to peak later today. So far, 6 homes have been flooded, but another 150 are under threat. The search is resuming this morning for an 8-year-old boy missing in Victoria. Lachlan Collins was swept away while swimming in a billabong with his brother and sister near Shepparton in the state's northeast. Helicopters, police, divers and volunteers scoured the area for more than 6 hours yesterday before the search was called off. Queensland police are stepping up their efforts to protect flooded homes and businesses from looters. Police have now charged 15 people for looting. 100 interstate police have been called in to help. They'll begin patrolling flood-affected streets in Brisbane and Ipswich from today. Tunisia has a new national unity government, which will include 3 opposition leaders. It's hoped it will be enough to quell the unrest, which has again erupted on the streets. Protesters have been demanding the ruling party of the ousted president give up power. And Sir Michael Somare is back in Papua New Guinea's new top job. He stepped down as Prime Minister a month ago amid allegations of official misconduct. A short statement announcing Sir Michael's return makes no mention of the allegations, and he's given no reason for his change of heart.